PR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Both sides in the Mideast conflict have seen their bloodiest day yet. Just over 500 Palestinians were reported killed by Sunday, mostly civilians. At least 20 Israelis have died, most of them soldiers. The BBC's Yolanda Nell reports the exchange of fire has resumed again today in Gaza.
There is really nowhere safe in Gaza at the moment because there are airstrikes that have been continuing from the very north to the very south. And we're just seeing a couple, actually several rockets, it seems, being fired from the Gaza Strip right as we speak. You can might be able to hear one being fired from the north of the Gaza Strip. This seemingly an act of defiance from the Palestinian militants here. More rockets being fired into Israel this morning.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting. British Prime Minister David Cameron scolded Russian President Vladimir Putin in a phone call yesterday about the passenger plane shot down over Ukraine. As NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from London, Cameron told the Russian leader he had contributed to an appalling tragedy.
10 British citizens were among the nearly 300 people who died on Malaysian Air Flight 17. Growing evidence suggests that pro-Russian separatists shot down the plane with a weapon supplied by Moscow. Prime Minister David Cameron told Russian President Vladimir Putin that if Russia intends to put the blame elsewhere, Putin will need to present compelling and credible evidence. According to a spokesman for Cameron, the prime minister also told Putin that the delay and restrictions getting outside experts and investigators to the crash site is, quote, completely unacceptable and indefensible. European leaders are now preparing a new round of sanctions against Russia for its role supporting rebels in eastern Ukraine. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, London.
The UN's nuclear watchdog agency finds Iran has worked to get rid of its most sensitive stocks of enriched uranium. This is part of the interim nuclear agreement reached earlier by Iran and six world powers. Now, this deal was supposed to expire yesterday. It will be extended while talks continue for up to 4 more months. Negotiators decided they needed more time to reach agreement. Officials in Wisconsin say a freight train has derailed about 35 miles northwest of Milwaukee. Two people were injured when three locomotives and several rail cars left the tracks in the town of Slinger. About 5,000 gallons of diesel oil also spilled. The fire chief of Slinger, Rick Hanke, says people in about 100 homes were evacuated for safety.
There's flammability involved, obviously contamination in the soil and what have you, and it gives off a pungent odor.
Hanke says initial reports suggest one train struck cars on a second train, but an investigation is underway. Fire officials in central Washington state say a mammoth wildfire has destroyed about 150 homes. It's burned 370 square miles. This is NPR. Pope Francis is appealing for prayers for Christians in Iraq who've been forced to flee the city of Mosul. NPR's Silvio Poggioli has more from Rome.
In his Sunday message, Pope Francis spoke of the plight of Christians in Mosul. "Today our brothers are persecuted," he said. "They are banished from their homes and forced to flee without even being able to take their belongings." Mosul lies in the heart of Mesopotamia, a region once referred to as the cradle of civilization. A month ago, it was taken over by Islamic State fighters. They gave Christians an ultimatum: convert to Islam, pay a religious tax, or face death. 150 families left in recent days. Pope Francis said, "I know how much you suffer. I know that you are deprived of all." He appealed to all people to persevere in praying for peace in all places of conflict, citing in particular the Middle East and Ukraine. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
A probate trial resumes today in Los Angeles on the future of the NBA's Los Angeles Clippers team. Co-owners Donald and Shelley Sterling disagree on her decision to sell the team on behalf of the family trust. Donald Sterling initially agreed, but then withdrew his consent. Donald Sterling was recorded earlier this year making racist comments. He was then banned for life from the NBA and ordered to pay a $2.5 million fine, sanctions he is fighting. Former Oregon Governor Vic Atiyah has died. He was 91. Atiyah was the first Arab American governor in the U.S. The Oregon Republican served 2 terms in office in the 1980s. Atiyah once turned down an offer to play for the NFL's Green Bay Packers to run his family's business. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.